As the war in Gaza grinds on, so do the questions that weigh on Israelis, Palestinians, and the world alike. Is there an end in sight? With each passing day, there seems to be a shift in the battlefield. So does the information war shift, where perception, narrative, as we've just heard in our discussion with William Boyd, continues to be played out. Joining me today is someone who knows both arenas, and of course that is Colonel Olivia Rufovich. She's a former international spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Force, a strategic analyst. A very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. I hope that you are well.
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning to you.
So in terms of where this war is at, there's obviously a lot of hope that it's moving towards a decisive conclusion. But there are many signs that, in fact, it is just continuing as and will continue while the political aspects of it play out outside of Gaza. What is really happening on the ground?
The ground, like you just said, the operations are going on. Just now we ordered a population in the northern part of Gaza to evacuate because we are striking targets of Hamas, still trying to reshape itself and to reorganize. And as you know, we lost yesterday 3 soldiers in the northern part of Gaza from armor brigade. And last week we also lost soldiers because Hamas is actually trying to strike by, I would say, pinpoint operation with explosive devices and then fly away because they cannot actually face us directly. So they are using another way to fight against us. But for Israel and for the IDF, we have no alternative to continue to fight and to destroy, militarily speaking, all what is Hamas, all what is Islamic Jihad groups inside the Gaza Strip. The problem is that they are not only underground, as you know, but they are most of the time below in the tunnels. So it's a double work underground and below the ground in tunnels. And at the same time, as you know, we have still 50 hostages, 50 kidnapped people, among them 20 alive. So it's a very still complicated thing, but we continue to fight, to strike, and hopefully at the end of the day, the goals will be achieved. I mean, dismantle Hamas, destroy the military capability of Hamas, and release the hostages.
So what is it that still gives Hamas any power in Gaza? We've seen it become almost a guerrilla war, which means they don't have massive capabilities. We know that leadership is completely fractured there. What gives them any hold over Gaza at the moment?
We should be very cautious when we define how Hamas looks like, because if it was over for a long time, we would know about it, but it's not the case. And to say that there is no anymore leaders or leadership, there is no the same leadership, but there are still commanders, new leaders in the Gaza Strip. There is still some popular support from Gazan people, not only with weapons, but also without weapons, supporting Hamas. You know, Hamas did not come to life without any popular support from the Gazan people. And at the end of the day, we say that we make a difference between Hamas and the civilian, of course. But civilian people, some of them, are supporting Hamas. They are Islamists connected to Hamas. So from this issue, they get their strength. I wouldn't say that they get their hope to survive, but they are still force enough to fight. And again, because we lose people, it's a proof that there is a fight on the ground.
In terms of the battle around the food distribution, where we hear reports from Gaza Ministry, which is Hamas, we know that, about people being killed virtually every day. How true is that? What do we know about what's really going on in terms of these reported deaths?
I want to be very clear, and I'm very happy that you're asking these questions. We are facing, Howard, for months, over and over, a lie machine, lies system of lies on lies, trying to say that Israel is doing that and doing this. Now, I want to give you the general and the very precise picture. Israel, with American assistance, had actually settled a new system, a new process of food distribution in order to replace the former process by UN agencies and NGOs, who actually was used by Hamas to steal this food, this assistance, and to resell it to very high prices. So, I want to be clear, there is no Israeli interest to make this process not working. So, what I want to say that Hamas and other people with rifles and with grenades are actually trying to move in a chaotic way. The people coming to the distribution center of food, trying to create chaos all the time, even killing them, and then accusing Israel. Now, who is accusing Israel? So those who are accusing Israel are members of Hamas. One of them, his name is Mahmoud Bassal. He is famous all over the world. He has arranged this, okay, and speaking on behalf of some kind of civil defense organization, which is bullshit. I'm sorry to say the word. It's a lie. No, actually, right. They are really, really using their pseudo situations, position to accuse Israel. But I think that lately, even if there are still critics and accusations, there is some move. One of them, for example, happened yesterday. Yesterday at the UN, at the Human Rights Council, which is actually an anti-Semite, an anti-Israeli body in Geneva, in Sudan, three members of the council were resigned, one after one. The same who was actually accused Israel resigned. And we believe that the domino has started to work, and the machine of lies is being dismantled. Starting to move from what it was to be different. Now, all of that made a terrible damage on the Israeli image and on the Jews all over the world, because it's actually bringing with it a fantastic, terrible wave of anti-Semitism. But at the end of the day, one which should be accused from all this tragedy in Gaza is Hamas and Hamas allies. And all these bodies all over the world who are supposed to judge and to give real information, many of them were actually working for Hamas directly,
right,
or through people working with Hamas. And one of them is Francesca Albanese. You know,
of course,
this person in charge.
Yes, and she was sanctioned by the U.S.
But all of that is connected to what you just asked me, because we are in a machine of lies, and we are now seeing the change. Maybe it will come sooner than I thought.
Well, let's hope that it does. Olivia Rafovich, thank you. Feeling quite passionate this morning about the way in which this is being reported and the war of lies, because there's not just only a war on the ground, but there is a war that we know is taking place outside of it. It's in media, it's in words, and it does real damage. Olivia Rafovich is the international IDF spokesperson. That is where we leave it.